Tracker, 8 minutes to 7. Britain is being urged to fund more research into GM crops as a moral duty to poorer countries. The Nuffield Council on Bioethics argues that millions of pounds should be spent on developing genetically modified foods for use on small farms. Dr. Sandy Thomas from the Nuffield Council joins us on the line. Why is it, do you think, that more research is needed, this idea of a moral imperative?
Well, because we're facing very great challenges with regard to providing food for the growing population, and GM technology is one way, only one part of a much larger picture, in which such a contribution could be made. We believe that there are possibilities in some circumstances where GM technology could make a useful contribution, and more research needs to be done in the case of that for small farmers.
What would be an example of that?
Well, one example would be research that's beginning to be done on bananas, which are an important crop in particular parts of Africa. And there are a number of serious viruses that affect bananas. Bananas don't reproduce sexually, so there isn't this worry about gene flow. And the research that's being done could be greatly speeded up if more funds were available, where conventional approaches have failed to give farmers the benefits that they need.
Hi, how are you?
There are a number of concerns in the West about GM foods. Are you suggesting perhaps that we should have lower standards in the developing world?
It's not so much. It'll be up to developing countries themselves to decide what sort of standards are appropriate for their own use. Clearly in Europe we have the highest standards in the world with regard to the management of GM crops and GM food. This actually makes it quite difficult for those developing countries who wish perhaps in the future to export to Europe to meet some of those standards. But it will be up to them to make their own standards, but obviously in most cases it will be appropriate that there are national standards that are
evidence-based. Anyway, are you all right?
But are those, is it going to be possible for them to have the same kind of standards as in richer countries if they don't have the resources to police them?
Well, I think there's a serious question about whether the same standards would be needed, because some would argue that there's a considerable imbalance between the hypothetical benefits which are afforded by the EU policy for its own citizens and the possible benefits that might be available for people in developing countries. So it may well be that they would do things differently.
Is there evidence that it would actually help farmers in poorer countries? Greenpeace carried out a study saying that GM foods would have no net effect on farmer profitability, and in some cases it actually had a negative effect.
Well, it's early days. Certainly there are promising data coming out of a number of countries, particularly, for example, the growing of cotton in China, and other countries in a small way are beginning to show some promising results, both in growing crops themselves and also in research trials. It's too early to write off a technology which is not wanted by consumers in Europe and other parts of the world. There are, we believe, the promise of real benefits, and certainly research should be funded, should be increased to try and ensure that that fears, as I say, that are largely hypothetical, don't put up these prospects on one side.
Dr. Sandy Thomas from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics, thank you.
It's now just gone 5.